Dumbstruck Day, Sean.
Happy Dumbstruck J Melanie.
You know what is making me feel dumbstruck? The fact that we're already on the bloody finale.
Yeah, so fast.
Can I just say something really quickly? The most recent, the current season of Drag Race that is running, as in the American Drag Race season, that season has gone on for so fucking long to the point that I'm like, it's gone on for too long. And now this season, I didn't realize it was only going to be 6 episodes. I should have done the math, but I'm like, dude, this is really pop. This should have been longer.
Yeah, I had no idea this season was going to be so short.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I think dumbstruck.
Started way before. Yeah, me too. Dumbstruck. Season 14 started before this season aired, and this season finished probably 20 episodes before season 14 will finish.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure even season 1 of All Stars went longer than this. It's really
cool. I don't remember how many episodes that one had.
I mean, let's be honest, not many people do.
Yeah, I don't think that was very long either.
I'd care to Google, but I don't want to sprain my fingers.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I guess the only difference with that season was it had an Untucked.
That's true. And then Raven had that amazing call with old mate, what's her name?
Mimi I'm first.
Yeah, Mimi I'm first. And Raven's like, yeah, well, you know, you're here because someone has to go home first. I'm like, oh, bitch!
Yeah, and Tammy was like, Tammy's like, oh! I'm acting.
So good.
That was a really good Untucked.
I mean, it was lots of fun. And then Pandora just had like a good old sulk. And I'm like, oh, this isn't why I like Pandora. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And just Tammy Brown just being Tammy Brown.
Tammy Brown. Tammy Brown's excellent.
Tammy Brown not being Angeria. Not going to talk about that anymore.
That wasn't Tammy Brown.
Yeah, I mean, look, we don't recap the American season. This season's probably the closest thing to us recapping the American season because, hey, it goes on for too fucking long. We have full-time jobs. We're really busy. But here's the thing. Worst Snatch Game ever has to be.
Yeah, that was a really bad one.
I don't know what happened. What happened?
What happened?
Like, I don't want to talk about it, but I will say this. What happened?
I feel bad for Willow. I think, like, Willow was, like, the strongest contender there, but she just made a bad choice in doing
She was doing Drew Barrymore, I'm like, this is a stupid choice because she's vanilla. Mm-hmm. Gwyneth Paltrow, I thought, was going to be a good, interesting choice. But there's only so many, you know, cum and vagina jokes that you can make.
I feel like with Gwyneth, it should have just been like making fun of, it should have just been purely making fun of all of her ridiculous products. And like, I feel like she should have had like a serum or something as well, like with some type of like, just spoof some type of elaborate, ridiculous thing that no one is going to... that no one else is going to think is good.
I actually think the problem, I honestly think the problem with that character was there was too much product placement. And I think this is what happened with a lot of the characters, not just Bosco. They had these lines. So
yeah.
Characters do. They have a line that's set up and they kind of like save this dialogue and then they're going to, like inject it into the conversation somehow. But the problem is you have to use sentences that are actually going to work in context with most things. Like RuPaul has this like awesome example where she's like, she said it on the Graham Norton show, I'm pretty sure. It was like a few years ago. He said this on the Graham Norton show a few years ago, which I think it was something like, no matter what people say to you, you can always respond with, well, that's none of your damn business or something. Because it, like, it may not 100% make sense, but it always works. So if you say, like, oh, hey, how you going? That is none of your damn business. Oh, what did you want to eat? That's none of your damn business. What's your like, it works inside and it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like the extremeness of it that makes it funny.
Yeah. But it always, but the thing is, if you have something that, like, doesn't have good compatibility, you kind of need what I call a butter sentence. It needs to, like, just work and tag on to stuff. Like, the amount of times that I'll say, I mean, am I right, ladies? It always works.
Yeah.
Even if there's no ladies there.
Also, I think the trouble with, like, I think Willow had such a good, like, she nailed that Drew Barrymore look. It was literally, like, the photo of her talk show. Like, down to the exact top. Like, I was very impressed with how she looked, but not, I mean, she is very boring on that show. She is very much just a generic talk show host.
Yeah.
So, like, she should, like, I think she should have done the character, a Drew Barrymore character. Like, yeah, like a 51st Dates character, as they mentioned, or,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that would have been better, because then you can just keep forgetting stuff. Right.
Yeah. Or even just a scream. Yeah, even a scream, yeah. Actually a scream character. That would have been funny.
That would have been better than just doing Drew Barrymore. Like, it was so, all the choices were weird. All the choices were weird. And then you had
Ozzy Osbourne was probably the biggest missed opportunity. Because there's so much
fun. As soon as she
funny you could do with that.
Yeah, and look,
she just made all the wrong choices.
Yeah. Like,
even Bosco, I love that Bosco called it out as well. She's like, not sure why she's copying my answers, considering how my answers are going.
They're not good. Yeah. Like, when she said Ozzy Osbourne, I, like, literally, like, I literally clapped and I was like, this is going to be good. I don't know how people haven't done this before. This is such a good example because he's so ridiculous.
Yeah. At the very start, I thought, like, okay, both male Snatch game characters are gonna win, and then, and then it was like, oh, okay. The more it went, it's like, okay, so just little John's gonna win. It's like,
yeah, well, like, because with Ozzy Osbourne, the thing is, even if you didn't know the answer, or if you didn't know what to write down, how you could have easily just yelled out and gone, Sharon,
there are
these fucking questions, like. That's all it had to be.
Yeah, you could literally just give nonsense. Like, yeah, you could even do, like what Eureka did as, what's it called in season 10? The, Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo, yeah. Or, like, you know, Bianca Del Rio is iconic.
Dribble, like, yeah.
Yeah, Bianca Del Rio, baloney. It's just, like, the other one that was really good, like Chad Michaels, when she did Cher, when I can't remember what the question was. She was, I was going to write down, I don't give a shit. I'm sick of, like, it's not giving an answer, but it's still the character. That's what it needed to be. And it just, it wasn't there. I don't know. They were just weird characters. I don't know if they just sat down and they were just like, I'm going to really, you know, throw a bit of a curveball. It was weird. It was just weird. Yeah. And then the only obvious character besides Lil John was Ozzy Osbourne. I've seen Ozzy Osbourne live like 3 times and he's just ridiculous. And like, I used to watch the Osbournes. So it was a missed opportunity. That they were probably the only two characters that I'm like, oh, these are good characters to do. Because even William Shakespeare, you could have done stuff, but I guess the thing is, like, this, like, there wasn't really on anything.
That one you just need. I feel like that character could have been good if the vision had been better, but it clearly wasn't thought out enough.
That character, you need to use your imagination.
Yeah, like your improv imagination. Like, if you'd made that, you'd have to create, you're basically creating your own character. If you could make that character funny, then it would work well, but she didn't do that.
What about Georges being like, oh yeah, like Lady Camden was playing Beethoven, right? I fucking died. I'm just like,
I laughed at that. Beethoven. Like, I get mixing up composers, but like Shakespeare is like a one. I don't know who...
is a composer. It's literally being like, oh,
if you were to mix up Mozart and Beethoven, I'd be like, I mean, sure, you're not a musician, that's fine.
Yeah.
But Shakespeare.
Mate, that was next level.
I don't even know who you can confuse Shakespeare with.
What are you doing? Eating a sandwich? What? No, I'm replacing my car tire. Like, there's no relationship. It was, oh, fuck. It was next level. But anyway, we don't recap that show. Let's jump into the show that we do bloody recap, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, we've just had some transition music. So we open the episode and we've said goodbye to, well, actually they have this montage of the queens, like, you know, the ones that are in the top, lip syncing for glory. It's a bit of a, yeah, montage thing. And they have all of GGB's terrible runways. And GGB's terrible snatch game, and then her lackluster talent and her really terrible hair, and they make out as if it's like, you know, she's like a contender, and at she's home I'm all like, babe, for fuck's sake, if she's a contender then I'm bald.
Mel has a lot of hair. That's the extremeness of that example.
My hair is like, I measured my hair a couple weeks ago, actually. It's like 70 centimeters. 72 centimeters. It covers my breasticles.
She's got hair.
I got hair, but only on my head and my eyebrows and my eyelashes. Everywhere else, I'm as bald as Pangina's Sphinx cat.
Yes.
I'm so pissed that she is not there and GGB's there. No shade to GGB. But, mate.
Yeah.
But
despite that, I do like all of these queens. I like all of them.
Yeah. But is this your top four based on what we've seen?
Like, it's not what I wanted, but, yeah, I like them all. So,
based on the season, how it's played out, ignoring the fact that who did you want in your top four? Tell me now. Go.
I wanted Jimbo, Pangina, probably Blue, and then like it's a toss up. I feel like, yeah, either Mo, probably Mo still. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty close.
I would have wanted to see more of Lemon. But I don't know if I want her in the top four. Because
I wanted to see
2 minutes.
Yeah, no, that's pretty close. I would have swapped out one of them for JDGK just because she did do so well towards the end. But that first challenge, and I was like, oh damn, nope.
You can't have
one challenge. Fuck you, and you gotta base it off all the challenges and sometimes whether or not that person is just likable within the franchise. Am I right, ladies? That's what you're going to base it off. Because that's why Jujubee's here.
It's about likability. Yeah. I mean, with Jane.
If I was on this, if you and I were on this season and people knew who we were, bitch, you and I would be top four easy. Top four easy. I talk, people enjoy it. You say nothing, people love it more. We would have been in the top four. you would have had this story of them being like, I don't know who you are. And then I would have had the story of, I feel like that you're brave. You don't want to show us your vulnerability. And that's why you and you and I would have fucking made it at the end with GGB.
I'd probably be shit talking in the confessionals, just
oh, totes. Like, you would totally be you'd be talking smack.
Shade and everyone, left, right, and center.
But it's like in a very sweet way. Like the other day when I went to go, like the other day when we went to go see the musical 9 to 5, which by the way, everyone has to go see it. It's very good. It's very good. We went to go, and then I met you at the Chinese restaurant, and then I said Sean wasn't very COVID safe at Mardi Gras because he was like making out with everybody, and then you turned to the other two gays with us and you said, told you she was gonna say that.
James said it. I was but I had to, yeah, I had told them. James was like, yeah, he did tell us that. He told you, he called it. He said you were going to say that.
But hey, it's
confident. I gave it a look.
It's consi. That would have been a good snatch game.
Yeah.
So they're all on the couch now, and they're all having GGB is like just, you know, revving up the room. Do you think she knows that she's not the one?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I feel like she's such a professional with this job. She'd probably just like, you know, she'll act like she's the one. She might not think she is, but she'll act like it.
She is a professional RuPaul's Drag Race contestant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she does for a job. That's it.
It's work.
Work as in W-O-R-K, not W-E-R-K, because, bitch, it's a job.
It's a job.
RuPaul's all like, oh, bitch, you better work. And she's like, I am. I turn up every fucking franchise. Don't tell me what to do. There's a bit of confusion about what's happening.
Even Queen of the Universe. All of them.
She's making the rounds.
Did she do Drag U as well?
Yeah, she sure did.
Yeah, she's done.
But no one talks about that. You can only find it on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the clips from that. It seems very dramatic.
Yeah, it was very dramatic. We have
very scripted.
Yeah. You have Carol with the bung knee standing there and going, I was really, really concerned when I had this giant raven looking at me. Like, they're gonna make me so beautiful. Like, bitch, look within yourself and you'll find it, whatever.
There was like a clip I saw of Manila and Raven having a little face off. Like, it was like, it was so, the scene was so scripted.
When did they do it? They would have done that like sort of after season 4, sort of in between season 4, season 5, right?
Yeah, at some point around that.
Kind of like Celebrity Drag Race. I wonder if they'll do Celebrity Drag Race again, because that was actually quite fun.
I think they are doing more of that. I saw it somewhere. Mm. It's coming soon, I think.
What's the challenge that they have to do? I actually can't remember. Do they even have a challenge? They don't.
They do. It's the lip sync love for the loser. The loser.
Oh, that's right. That's it. It was just like the lip sync half hour.
Funny enough, what they're going to do on season 14 next week, just to eliminate one queen.
He's fucked. Oh my god. RuPaul walks into the workroom in a generic blue suit.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, in black pants.
On black pants? What the fuck? I hate when people do this. Black pants with a blue blazer? What the fuck is wrong with you? They're so close to each other. Fucking reckon it looks like you just, you know, finish a shift at fucking Coles. I'm going to go out. I'm just going to chuck this blue blazer on.
I only like when people do that if it's like a velvet suit jacket. Yes,
that is the only exception if it's like a velvet thing. Don't be a dickhead, mate. You're a drag queen. No fashion. This Darrow in Western Sydney, in Australia, fucking knows.
Either that or the pants have to be special. Like maybe they were like a plaid pants or something.
Yes.
But that only works with certain things as well.
Mate, don't be an idiot.
Yeah. Should have known better, RuPaul.
Yeah. I should consult with this super gay bird that's outside my window right now.
It's very basic.
The rainbow lorikeets are back. They could probably tell him that, you know, dress up as a lorikeet.
Yeah.
If people don't know what a rainbow lorikeet is, bloody Google that shit. Gayest bird you'll ever see.
You know, it's part of your, like, leaving the house routine. Like, add something, remove something, ask your rainbow lorikeet.
That's right. Go, lorikeet. Check this.
Maybe sing to it if you have time. What do you think?
what do you think? And then the bird like just flies by and shits on you. And if it does, go back inside. Change
just like inside. Yeah, it just shits on you. And then like in subtitles next to it, it's like, it's basic.
Oh, man. Anyway, moving on. So RuPaul says to them, hello, you guys have to engage in a lip sync thing. We're going to judge you. And well, we're going to like, you know, talk to you. He uses the word probe. I don't like that word. Makes me feel uncomfortable.
He did use the word probe.
He said, you know, the judges are going to probe you guys. And then the eliminated queens are going to probe you. And Blue Hydrangea turns to one of the queens and she's like, fuck, Deb. I'm like, yes. Consequences of your actions.
Potential drama.
To be honest.
We know it's coming every season. They always bring them back.
They bring it to you every ball, mate. This is what's happening. Can I be honest? I don't think that Blue needed to be concerned about confronting Pangina. I do, however, think that Pangina should have been shitting bricks about having a chat to Jimbo, because fuck that off. No, that is one queen. If you had to eliminate them, I'd be like, you were the person I don't want to talk to. You're awkward and confrontational and you talk smack. So I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to engage in your bullshit. I don't owe you an apology.
Yeah. Yeah, admittedly, I wouldn't want to. I mean, I didn't want Jimbo eliminated in the first place. But, yeah, if I had done it, I wouldn't want to confront her either.
No.
I think
I would have pulled that lipstick out and then I would have, like, run away.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I would have done? If they were,
with
if
her too, it's hard to know when she's joking and when she's not joking. I'd probably choose to just, even if she's being super confrontational, I'd probably just choose to take most of it as a joke, but...
yeah, but then it's awkward if they don't. I've met people like that where you can't read them at all. People say that I'm hard to read, and I'm like, I don't think I'm hard to read, but, you know, if it, you know... You know who find you know who says that they find me hard to read? People that I just cannot stand. And I feel like saying to them, and I'm like, but that's because I don't like, I mean, you should know that I don't like you. I've not added you on Facebook. I never laugh at your jokes. I do everything in my power to not engage eye contact with you. I put you on ignore. So I don't see any of your Facebook messages. Whenever you turn up to the gig, I'm on the other side of the room. If you don't know how to read that, then, Deb, you're socially illiterate.
but,
Jimbo, however, I think she genuinely gets sulky because she doesn't quite, because this happened in Canada where people would give her like feedback and she would just be like, she doesn't take it very well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Condition, but she can't take it, which is like just eat your grief.
Yeah.
Take it.
Yeah, those I think that was an example of when she actually, yeah, she wasn't taking it well, definitely.
And then RuPaul says that they're going to engage in like a lip sync smackdown similar to what they do in the American season towards the end. Do you like this twist?
I would have been super excited if Pangina was in this lineup.
Fuck yes. Yes.
That's a
Yes.
lipstick I want to see again.
Yeah, and Bagger covers her face and she's like, well, fuck that.
Yeah, Bagger was like, I'm not good. Yeah.
No. I
Yeah,
said that.
it
You
was sort
said
of
bag is not,
unfortunate.
you said
With
bag is
it.
not good, and then London, she just went comedic timing right there.
Yeah, it sounds bad, but I wasn't really excited to see any of them lip sync particularly.
No, because even like, look.
Not that it, they're not, none of them are, yeah, none of them actually terrible either, but it's, they're just not, ex yeah. I feel like Pangina just put up such a standard in this season.
Yeah, Juju was good back in the day. I'm not saying she's gotten worse, but the thing is, the quality has really stepped up. I think in a way she's inspired people to be just better at that craft.
Yeah. Plus, I think when she first did lip syncs, she had, I think there was more of an edge riding on it for her as well. Whereas I don't think that when she's come back in like the more recent seasons, it's not as, it doesn't feel like there's as much of a stake on on those lip syncs. It was like her lip syncs in season 2 and All Stars 1, they felt like she was fighting. Whereas, yeah, when she came back in All Stars five, yeah, in All Stars 5, it was kind of like, yeah, I'm just here to do this. I've won anyway.
I think she like, I mean, 'cause
That
she's
was kind
gonna
of the
come
stake
back.
level.
She'll come back.
Yeah, she'll be back again.
When, but she's going to come back. And no one really talks about this very often, but the first time ever that we saw Mo Hart lip sync, Mo Hart, the queen formerly known as Monique Hart, the first time that we saw her lip sync, travesty. Remember her season 10?
Yes.
Wig came off, she looked terrible, she didn't know the word, she stacked cut like everything. Everything that could have gone wrong,
All of them. The terrible cartwheel, wig off.
everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. My favorite part of that
Was a
season,
really funny lip sync.
my favorite part of that season, besides every single time that Cameron Michaels smashed a lip sync, that's a fucking lip sync assassin, by the way. Every time someone brings up Cameron Michaels, I'm like, lip sync assassin. She's lip syncing. You ain't winning. She's winning every single time. I actually think she's one of the best lip syncers ever. But
Yeah.
that's a side comment. But I think, I think my favorite in that season, not that we recap it, is when you have Asia in the confessional and she like leans forward in a confused face. She's like, oh, shit, oh my
What happened? I
God. Just
heard
in the
something.
window. Is it okay? Shit, hang on.
Yeah, I could hear it.
Yeah, fuck. It loves me. Where did it go? Because I've been feeding them. So I think it's okay. I think it's okay. yeah, because I started going into the backyard because they're coming into the bottle brush now, and I installed a bird bath the other day, and I put in a new plant and I gave them some seed. And so what's happening is the birds are coming in. They do not care if I'm in the backyard now. Like, I'll be right under the tree. They don't care. So I think what's happening is, because I've got the window open, obviously, so I can watch them, because I'm a bird nerd or animal nerd like that. And then they've seen me and they've gone, and then just gone and flunked. I'll have to go out and check on him in a minute. But anyway, I'm sure he's fine. But yeah, my favorite thing is when Asia like leans forward, she's like, she don't know the words.
Yeah.
But yeah, but no one really talks about it. That's
like, yeah, they only brought it up again in All Stars 4 when she tried to do a cartwheel again.
Yeah, it's the only time. And I'm just like, dude, she like really flunked it. But, you know, she's fine now. She's good now. She's learned a lesson. Yeah. She's one of these queens. She's really learned.
She had a redemption in All Stars 4, really.
Yeah, I wanted her to win All Stars 4. Who won All Stars 4? Oh, that's
Monet right. And Trinity. Yeah, it wasn't great.
That's right. It's terrible.
Mm.
Yeah. Not good. Yep. All right, we don't talk about that season ever again.
Yeah.
Right, RuPaul is walking down. She looks beautiful. I mean, I kind of wish that it was
the wrong way. Yes.
It kind of looks like coral.
It does look a bit like coral. I was thinking that. Yeah.
Shit, I hope that bird's okay. Look, after we record, I'll go check. It's probably just a bit stunned, because then I might need to call Wires. But anyway. Your mate, Graham Norton, is back.
Yeah.
Alan Carr was obviously busy.
Yeah, he let us know that this episode. Yeah. Like, oh. They made it seem like he was going to be in heaps of this season. Apparently yeah, not.
The season was like 2.5 inches long. Like, it wasn't long.
Yeah. Even just one more episode, Alan. No.
Michelle looks beautiful, as always. She's getting more and more by the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
There's this podcast I've been listening to called Smartless. And it's got like Will Arnett and Jason Bateman and Sean Hayes as the host. And every week one of them bring on a special guest that the other two don't know about. So they have like a mix of celebrities and astronauts and all these other stuff. And anyway, one of the doctors is this Aussie doctor, and he specializes in aging. And his whole thing is, he's like, we're working on reversing the aging process so people last longer and all this other stuff. And I'm sure that Michelle is like one of the test subjects, because every episode she just looks younger and more beautiful.
She does, yeah.
Yeah. Good podcast, by the way, Smartless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like all those people.
Yeah. Will Arnett's babe.
Yeah, love Will Arnett. Yeah. I'm watching Ozark at the moment too.
I haven't watched that yet, but I reckon it would be like awesome because Jason Bateman is awesome.
I'm watching it because of Julia Garner, because yeah, that's the girl that I was pretending to, yeah. Well, the actress I was pretending to be last week.
Got you. Right. Okay.
She's in Ozark. Mm. Yeah, she won an award for it.
We finally got around to watching Arrested Development. I've never seen it before.
I forget how much of that I've watched. I've even watched like...
So good.
I've maybe watched 2 or 3 seasons. I can't remember.
I've watched the first 3. I bought the 4th one on DVD. That was when they first rebooted it. Not as great. Trying to find where I can find the 5th one, which apparently is also not as great. But yeah, such a good sitcom. So good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, I'm normally not into sitcoms, but that was like remarkable. I'm like, where was this in my life 20 years ago? Very
Yeah.
frustrating. So anyway, I also love Will Arnett because I love listening to the podcast Smartless, because every time Will Arnett speaks, I'm just like, it's just BoJack.
He has a very good voice.
Yeah, he does. A really, really good voice. So now the eliminated queens, they get to walk down in their final looks. Were there any that stood out to you as being like absolutely remarkable, or who are your favorites? Who were not your favorites?
Who are my favorites? I'd say Lemon
You liked Lemon.
Pangina.
You liked Lemon?
Actually, did really like it. It was an odd one. It was an odd one for that for this, but I really liked it.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah. Maybe I was just excited to see Lemon too, jump in there.
I mean, I don't know. You're a bit of an idiot. You're pretty questionable, so.
I am not.
Well,
I like Jimbo's.
okay. Yeah, okay. All right. So I hated Lemons. I thought it was really bad. I thought it was ill-fitted and just not good. Jimbo's, I thought the dress was lovely, but I hated the overall look. It just was weird and boring. Pangina, I really loved because it was a good combination of, homage to Queen Elizabeth, but also like her obviously Thai, like her Thai background. I thought that was a really cool tie-in.
Yeah.
Tie-in.
It was good. You like that tie? Tie. THAI in.
I thought Janie Jacquees was terrible.
That, yeah, I didn't like Janie
Was
Jacquees.
very ugly.
Yeah, Pantomimes was probably the best by far.
Yeah. Okay. So they're the eliminated queens. Now we have the top four. Tops, bottoms in the look department.
Tops and bottom. I actually didn't. I don't think I actually disliked any of these. I think. I mean, I feel like Baggers wasn't the best out of the four, but it's probably the best she's looked this season.
Probably the best that she looked this season, I agree. It was such a hit and
I didn't
miss.
like the bottom length. The bottom length is the one thing I didn't like about it.
Yeah, I hate how she cuts them off a little bit sooner, and she doesn't add any. Like, if you're gonna do fucking Elizabeth Taylor, you need to make it a bit more, not a cocktail dress. Well, not a cocktail dress, that's the wrong word. Like, not a cabaret dress. There's a difference between a cabaret dress and like a runway look. You know what I mean? That's where I was
Yeah.
like, the top is epic. It just looks like you didn't finish it.
Yeah, the headpiece is amazing. I love the headpiece.
I think out of the top four, Blue Hydrangea was my favorite.
Yeah, I think it was probably the best out of the four.
That was so beautiful. That was so beautiful.
Yeah.
Jujubee's was kind of basic.
Yeah, like it was good. I mean, she could have worn this in episode one as well.
Mo's was very conceptually cool as well. I don't think it's a finale look, but it was very cool.
Yeah, I felt the same with it. It was like, yeah, it was a good look. I think she's worn better this season, but it was a good look.
Yes, agree.
Like episode one. Yeah, episode one, her dress was like, I feel like she could have subbed in, like she could have swapped around her dress from episode one if she wanted to. Because that gown was amazing.
Yeah, for sure. It was epic. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah.
That was so good. I wish that was the last one.
But yeah, I mean, Mo always brought such good looks this season. So, I mean, I can see how, like, yeah, at some point she won't live up to the standard of the other looks. It is bound to happen somehow.
The judges are having a chat to the queens, and I guess this is the probing that everyone was talking about. Well, not everyone, RuPaul. He's not everyone.
Yes.
I thought it was very relatable and sad, melancholy, if you will, when you know, RuPaul says, why do we need drag right now? I think that was the question. And Bagga said, I like making people laugh even though I'm really sad.
Yeah, that was like it was nice to see Bagga so vulnerable, actually.
Yeah.
It just seemed very genuine.
Yeah. I think this is something that you kind of get the sense from watching her even in previous seasons, where, you know, when she's defeated, she's really, really defeated and does play a bit of a angsty victim, dare I say.
Yeah.
But it's not, I don't think she means to do it. Like, it's just, I think for her, it's either, oh, great, I'm doing really well. And if she's not, then it's, well, I deserve this. And I'm just the worst. And then it kind of blocks out everybody else. But I think her trying to crack a joke and making someone, I mean, she talks about escapism for like a minute or two, that kind of gives her the relief that she's always sort of seeking within herself, do you think?
I think so, yeah. It's like, yeah, it's sort of like she's validating her own way she processes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so. Yeah. It gives us a bit more insight into how she works, but it is really relatable. For me, it's relatable. Like, I wouldn't say I don't have depression or anything like that, but I do. Oh my God. Sorry, my microphone just groped me. I'm okay though. I stood up for myself. But I know for me, I know for a very long time, until I guess my late 20s, I kind of lived in a place of, you know, I didn't really quite know what to do with myself, but I did find solace in laughter. That was the thing that sort of made things, kind of gave me a bit of a distraction. And I think I still do that. Like, I still do that a lot. If I don't feel comfortable, I'll make a joke. If I'm concerned that I'm going to look vulnerable, I'll make a joke. Or I'll just make a joke because I like cracking jokes, you know? But yeah, it did make me sort of sad when she was like, I like making jokes even though I'm sad. So to me, it makes me think this isn't just a situational depression. This is like she's always sad.
Yeah.
I could be totally wrong, but
possibly. Or it's just, yeah, she's, I guess it's sort of her way of saying that they're like, there is more happening underneath all of this big personality that she tends to show.
Yeah.
Most of the time, which, yep. Yeah. And I think it was nice. It was kind of nice hearing I'll explain it this way this time. I feel like in her first season, it was even when she was trying to say this type of thing, like in the finale, she basically like just pushed herself out of the way as a contender and was like, these two deserve it more than me. Whereas this time she was kind of like, yeah, she didn't actually write herself off this time.
Yeah. I think it's like really easy to do. Yeah.
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 But she's still like, yeah, she's still kind of got to show that a more vulnerable side of herself whilst not pushing herself away as a contender.
I think it's a really delicate balance to try and get right, because I know, like, growing up, and you were probably the same, we were of the generation where it was still frowned upon to be cocky. It still is frowned upon, to be honest, to be cocky and full of yourself. And, you know, as I remember, you know, my parents always saying to me, and you'd always hear other parents saying it to their kids, saying, you know, don't be a show off or whatever. People don't like, it's a very Australian thing, I think, you know, don't be a show off and all these other things. For me, it was such a difficult thing to sort of like wrap my head around, in the sense that I understood that, but, you know, studying the performing arts is you showing yourself off with doing a skill that other people can't do, or not many people can do, you know? And so, like, I remember I would do like all these singing competitions and stuff and just be like, oh, I'm not that good. Or, you know, and really feel very uncomfortable. It takes a very long time to sort of be able to stand there and go, I'm actually good at this. But I think sometimes what can happen, especially if you're someone like Bagga, I think that's where I find her very relatable, in the sense that it's like, how do you get that balance right of being confident without, like, you know, being like coming across as arrogant, but also how do you come across as, you know, taking on criticism and being partially vulnerable without actually dismissing yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
It's very complicated.
It's a hard line to get, or to get right.
So they give really good feedback to Blue. I'm not going to go into it. You can if you want. Because we all know she's been a very good girl. And, yes, she made a very controversial decision in fucking off Pangina. But, you know, that's the game. She's allowed to do that. It's all good. But I am going to fast forward ahead to the next queen. I hate the reality television part of this. I enjoy it, but also I this is the bit that I hate. This is when reality TV steps in and they say, Jujubee, at first you didn't quite find yourself and blah, 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 but boy, when you got to this point of the competition, you really found yourself. I understand in the context of, say, a contestant such as Crystal Method. When Crystal Method did it, when she was on her season, she truly didn't, you know, sort of come out of her shell. But when she sort of honed in on, you know, who she was and what made her great, she had this breakthrough moment. I think that was genuinely, she had a breakthrough moment. This was not a breakthrough moment. This was, no one else could sing. You don't sing too bad. And you did good that week, which just so happened to be last week.
I mean, yes, you're probably right. But yeah, I mean, in the reality show world, there's, I mean, it'd be very funny if they were to literally be like straight up about it, with like the inspirational music in the background being like, look, I mean, this is your job and you managed to get your way here.
Yeah.
You're probably not the best for this. You're probably not going to win this episode, but you're here and you got here. With the inspirational strings going.
I think today is very appropriate, because as much as I said to you when we opened this episode, happy dumbstruck day. Firstly, I'm dumbstruck that GGB is here, number one. Number two, in conjunction with dumbstruck day, it is also everything you think is wrong day. And then the description of it is, today is a good day to remember that you aren't always right. Learn more with us. I'm going to rebuttal that, because I'm not wrong about this. And what they're saying is wrong. So, Graham, I say to you, Graham Norton, if you're listening to Bring Back the Mustard podcast, which you can find on Spotify and Anchor and any other, you know, any other reputable place that you listen to podcasts, Graham Norton, Melanie Driver, Sean Ramfrey, we're telling you everything you think is wrong today. What you're saying to Juju about her finding herself and having a rightful place, it's wrong. You're wrong. Happy everything Graham Norton Day thinks is wrong. Wait, no. Happy everything Graham Norton thinks is wrong day. Sean.
Either that or I'd say like happy producers getting what they want day. Since episode one with them behind the camera with the guns. Don't pick up the guns.
And then you know, similar to Blue, they go to Mohart and they're like, You're a pretty good egg. Good girl. You did good. Is that a good like summary you. Of the probing?
Pretty much, yeah.
So, something fun happens after this, after the probing, where RuPaul says, you know, before we do the lip sync SmackDown and explain the rules, I'm going to get some of my mates who couldn't be here because they're very expensive to have a chat to you via the bitsy ho. Our mate Alan Carr is there. Billy Porter is there. And Mo Hart is like, oh, fuck, I did a snatch game with you. Shit, he's totes going to see this.
Yeah. And Naomi Campbell, oh, love her.
Oh, my God. That she was gorgeous.
I like, yeah.
She's looked the like same since 19 Dickety Doc. Like, she's so gorgeous.
She's so stunning. I love her.
Stupid.
Image and her voice, too. I feel like she could just, like, come into the room and tell me I'm a piece of shit, and I would be like,
you're right.
Tell me something else.
Is this how you show love and affection for people? Oh, my God, you can tell me I'm shit. Tell me I'm terrible.
If I love them.
There was someone else that you said that about too. And you're like, I want them to tell me I'm terrible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that was the hot, that hot one. That's right.
That hot one.
But so if I'm also, so if I'm either attracted to them or I'm just obsessed with them. There was a point where I was watching her on like every reality show she was doing. I think I really watched the whole show through, but I watched all of her bits and I'm like, she's amazing. She's just very fierce. She's just a fierce person.
Yeah, she's great. Every time you look at her and you're just like, oh, so beautiful.
Yeah.
Same as Amon. Every time I see Amon, I'm just like, this is why David Bowie married you.
Mm.
I get it. I'm not good enough. Just the gods walk amongst us, like that's how beautiful she is. I'm just like, oh, stupid. Anyway, the top four are in the workroom and the eliminated queens, they come in. I think they're meant to walk in order, but do you think Lemon was a bit bitter and that's why she didn't go in first? Lemon was bitter, and she didn't go in first because she was just like, I'm not gonna look. Why did I even turn up? This is stupid. And Cheryl's like, come on, doll, it'll be fun. And then she walks in first. Do you think that's what happened? I think that's what happened.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
because even Lemon's like, so I wasn't here. Tell me what happened. And I'm looking at her, and she's just like, she's pissed that she wasn't.
Yeah, I loved that she basically led most of the questions just because she was like, so I haven't been here, so.
Yeah, I don't even care.
There's probably just a level of frustration and boredom too, because she was probably just like, so I just like came all the way over here to be here to be on this for two episodes and have to wait in a hotel for I don't know how many days they spent on an episode.
Yeah, probably like 2 weeks.
I mean, it was only six episodes, so I guess it would be like 12 days if it actually took that long.
Yeah, it probably would have taken that long. But yeah, so she's all like, you know what she kind of sounded like? She kind of sounded like what I say when Adrian's watching the football and then I'm doing something else, such as recording the podcast, and I come down and go, why, what happened? Like, well, my team, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's good. And he said, it's not good. I'm like, oh, it's bad then. Good chat.
Now I'm thinking about it, actually, I wonder, like, when they're eliminated, I wonder if they then just, like, get them to film all their confessionals, like, whilst the other episodes are still going.
Yeah, when do they do the confessionals? Do they do them, like, the next day?
So I used to hear they would do them, like, every, like, I think at some point I'd overheard that it was, like, a sort of, like, episode, like, confessional day, episode, or something like that. Or it was, like, weekends, or they, like, over the weekend they did the confessionals, something like that. Mm. But I mean, if you're eliminated and they had enough producers or whatever, I'm sure they probably would just get them to do the then. Come to think of it, but I don't know. I don't know if that's a question that's ever been asked.
We'll have to get one of the queens on and ask them the question at some point.
Maybe I should email Roscoe's.
Yeah, send him an email and we can report back. And we can say exclusive from Roscoe's or whatever. So, straight up, Lemon is like, so what was the most controversial moment? And everyone's like, blue. And I love Bagger's summary where she's like, it was like, you know, when they have like the ping pong balls and she's like looking around me like, well, I was looking at Pangina, and then I was looking at Blue, and then I was looking at Blue, and then I was looking at Pangina, and then I was looking at Jimbo, and then Jimbo back to Pangina. And it was just like this awkward table tennis, you know, awkward conundrum.
Yeah, but your bag is funny in those bits. I like when she's around the drama.
Yeah.
She's a funny observer.
Yeah. Jimbo is bitter.
Yeah. I think Jimbo was sometimes joking, but yeah, there was a bit of bitterness there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the same time, I know Jimbo was definitely more than happy to just play up the drama for the producers. That is definitely something Jimbo is more than willing to do. Mm-hmm. They're like, that's boring. Give us something a bit more. He's like, all right, I'm going to do fake tears then.
Yep.
that little moment was a bit harsh.
I know. I thought it was a bit rude. I actually thought when she's like, you know, and I didn't rip on your outfit and this and that and the other. I actually thought it was quite disrespectful. That could just mean because I love Pangina.
Yeah. I don't know. I got the impression he was playing it up more than he had to. I think he was bitter, but I think he just played it up a bit more just to make it funny.
Yeah.
But it kind of came across a little bit meaner than what he probably should have.
Yeah, I think so. Pangina was very gracious when she was all like, look, mate, I just wanted to know. Thanks for telling me. I appreciate it. Told you. Yeah. She didn't have anything to worry about. It's Jimbo I'd be scared of. Because I don't really like conflict.
Yeah, I didn't love it either.
Yeah. People make out as if I do. And I'm like, no, I don't pick fights with people. I'll stand up for people. But I don't actually like picking fights. I'm just like...
I used to be afraid of it. I'm not afraid of it now. Work's forced me to not be afraid of it. But
it's funny. I've got like 15 years dispute resolution. Not 15 years. That's an exaggeration. 12 years dispute resolution experience. So outside of like creative stuff, complaints is my jam. I know that, like, back and front, know how to do that, know all your rights, know what to say, what not to say, what pisses people off, what doesn't piss people off, blah, 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 blah. Begin confrontation with, like, friends or whatever. I'm just like, a lot of the time I just kind of sit there and I'm just like, why does this need to happen? Doesn't need to happen. So, like, oh, I don't like picking fights. I'll try and, like, dissolve it. But yeah, a lot of the time I'm just like, dude, don't need to be yelled at. Actually, yeah, I think that's the thing. The moment that you yell at me, I'm just like, you know what? Nope. It's like, okay, well, you can fester on that for a bit. I'm not saying that I don't yell at people. There have been people that I yell at, and I'm not going to apologize. That is extreme examples, though. That is extreme examples. Like getting drunk at my house, nearly pissing on the rug, and, you know, things like that. But, you know, besides that, I'm pretty perfect, so. All right, something fun. So all these other celebrities, you were gushing over Naomi Campbell. I was gushing over this one. Elton John.
Oh, yes, Elton.
Fucking love Elton John. Elton John was probably the first, like, musician when I was a child, or first singer, that I was like, I really love this singer. It's because of The Lion King, potentially. But I just love Elton. I love Elton. Elton John's how I knew what a gay person was. How fun's that?
Probably for me too, actually.
What?
Like Elton and Freddie Mercury. I feel like as young, yeah, in young life, yeah, you always find out that they're gay.
Yeah, well, I didn't really understand who Freddie Mercury was until a little bit after how I knew who Elton John was.
Yeah, I probably knew of Elton before Freddie.
I think because The Lion King came out when we were little. And Elton John did the music for it. I also loved, you know what I have, which is super rare? I have Elton John's single for the Lady Diana tribute single. So when he rewrote the words to Candle in the Wind and released it on a CD in tribute to Princess Diana, and all the proceeds went to, like, all of the charities that she supported, I've still got it. It's probably worth a lot of money, but I haven't looked. Please no one rob me. This is why we don't tell people where we live.
That's probably why we used to... That song used to always come up when I was a little kid, and I never remembered why.
Yeah, because he rewrote the lyrics for Lady Diana. Yeah, so the original... Yeah, because the original version of that song, it was actually written about Marilyn Monroe on the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album. And then for her funeral, he rewrote the lyrics for Lady Diana. And then he released it as a once-off to raise money for all of her different charities. There you go. Just twiddling my finger.
Yeah, I guess Elton definitely came up for me a lot as a kid too, because I was a piano player, so yeah. People would always be like, play Elton John songs.
Yeah.
Plus one of his songs was an exam song in, like, the Piano for Leisure. I think my sister used to do your song version.
They had.
Yeah,
Tiny Dancer was the best.
I learnt Tiny Dancer when I was in high school.
Tiny Dancer makes me cry.
It's a good song to play.
Yeah. Well, it used to make me cry a lot. I've gotten a lot better now as time has moved on. But my the dog that I had before my current dog, London, Jasmine, she was also a little dog, and she very similar to London, actually. Like, she'd walk, like, in the sense that, like, She'd walk around and you'd hear like her nails just like tap, tap, tapping around. And I used to call her the tiny dancer. And so then when she died, every time that song came on the radio, I had to pull over and I couldn't do it. Because I had that dog for 18 years. It was a very long time. Yeah. But now I'm not too bad with it because she died a very long time ago. She died 11 years ago. Just bringing the episode down. But anyway, let's bring it back up, shall we? So Elton explains how the lip sync is going to work. The lip sync slapdown, smackdown situation. Lemon spins the wheel and then Mo is selected and she straight up chooses Bagger. Bagger knows she's going to get picked because Bagger starts to walk off. Poor Bagger. She knows.
But yeah, she knew.
She knew. Bagger gets to pick the box number and she picks number 2. I think she makes a comment where she's like, I'm packing it in, so I'm going to pick number 2 or something. Can I say this? Knowing what the 2 songs are, Bagger did not dress appropriately for this. At all.
Yeah, she kind of just dressed as Liza.
She wore a wedding dress to Kmart. Not appropriate at all.
Like, yeah, because that wouldn't have suited the Duran Duran song either.
What was that? What do you call them?
Wait, Duran. Oh, how do you say it?
Duran Duran.
Duran Duran. I don't know that. I don't know the group that well.
I kind of like the way that you said it. Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
Do you want to hear a fun fact about Duran Duran?
I was doing it at Anna Delvey.
My mom was holidaying in Hong Kong. And she was at like some bar and these guys like shouted her drinks and had their assistant walk over and summon them to sit her and whoever she was with to sit with them. And they got drinks and it dawned on her that it was this new hip group, Duran Duran. And she was like, they were the most boring people I've ever spoken to. Anyway.
That's funny.
Yeah, they may have been boring. Who knows? Or they may have been entertaining, but not my mum's drive. Who bloody knows? My dad could have been from Duran Duran.
Maybe they weren't in a good mood.
She said that they were like constantly just talking about how they're Duran Duran.
That's funny.
And I'm just like, okay, cool. So they're dancing a domino. Bagger's not doing bad. Here's the thing. Bagger's just dead in the face. And this dress is not good. But this
looks good.
Where Mo's outfit could have gone with either song.
Yeah. Mo's look was perfect for any of the options.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't think Bagger was doing awful, but yeah.
I think she was just there for a good time. She was like, look, I'm here because I've been paid to be here. So I'll get through it in the best way that I know how.
Yeah, but she occasionally gave like a funny face here and there and a little like,
yeah.
Light move.
Mo was so beautiful. I'm rewatching it and I'm just like, she looks so beautiful.
Yeah. I love that outfit.
Yes. Yeah. Mo really bought the looks this season.
She did. Yeah. I want to get, in fact, I want arm thingies like that. What do you even call those?
I'm not too sure.
It's sort of because it has like a strap that goes around the back. So it's sort of like, a half sleeved thing.
That's what I'd call it. Good use of words there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. So yeah. The other two, Jujubee and Blue Hydrangea, they're lip syncing to The Reflex by Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
This was perfect for Blue.
Yes. As soon as I said that, I'm like, all right, see you later, Juju. Thank God you're not going through all the way to the end. You can just fuck that right off.
I mean, I don't really know if either of song would have been that perfect for Juju.
No, probably Domino would have been better suited.
It would have been a little better, but yeah.
And Duran Duran is so British.
It is, and it's Blue is, I mean, Blue has that type of look where she can, yeah, I don't know. She's naturally going to have like a male voice as well as a female voice.
Yeah.
Lip sync persona. Whereas Juju is very much, well, she's giving woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of the, like, when they give the songs clearly, that clearly going to do better for certain queens, like Juju isn't necessarily going to do well with a male song.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, because when you look at Juju is a woman.
Yeah.
Like when she's in drag, if she was what, like if I didn't know any better, if I was walking down the street, I reckon she could walk down the street and no one would say anything. No one would notice.
Yeah.
I think even if she was to talk, I don't think many people would twig, because you kind of just go with the illusion, sort of like with RuPaul, when RuPaul is speaking as the drag queen version of RuPaul, you could accept that that's the voice, you know?
Yeah.
Where Duran Duran is outright male. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Like it's a campy song, but yeah, it's.
Yeah.
You can tell it's a male singing it.
Yeah, yeah. And as soon as he started and Blue, like, you know, just shot it out of the park, like, straight away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she was riding that bull all the way to the bloody win. Like, duh. Like, even when she hugged Juju as, like, a well done, it was almost like she was apologetic.
Oh, and like the moment this ended, like Juju literally looked at Blue.
Yeah.
Like Juju, like, yeah, Juju had accepted defeat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I did like Blue's comment when she was like, I'll see you next year. See you next time. There's another franchise.
You see your next franchise.
Yeah. Such a smart ass.
Yeah, I think she was like, don't worry, you'll be back again.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think Juju said a similar thing in her exit. She's like, I'll see you next year, or I'll see you next time or something.
Yeah.
Although after these, people might be sick of seeing her. They might put her on celebrity drag race. That would be the next thing, and then she would have officially done all the franchises.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I don't know if she did the Christmas special.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I mean, that doesn't count, but she didn't do it.
I mean, she should have done it. Oh, and then there's this funny bit where they're all on the bench. And RuPaul's like, you all suck. I feel bad for you. Some of you traveled quite a distance, only for me to kick you off my television show. And so you all get a participation ribbon. Called some miscellaneous award thing with my face on it. What did you think of this?
I was like, this clearly made up for all the time spent, all the money. Yeah, these are the rewards that make life worth living. No, I thought it was stupid.
Fucking stupid. I am not. I do not like this participation certificate mentality because this is what's happened. This is what's happened, Deb. Telling you now. What's happened is we now have what we call millennials, and I include myself in this. Anything my age below, right? And much below than me. But unfortunately, I'm somehow a millennial. Anyway, hashtag youthful. What happened? We have a fucking generation that doesn't work hard. We have a generation where people go, why can't I have that? Because they just get shit for turning up. Bitch, this isn't the gluten-free expo where you get a fucking show bag for turning up with samples. Life is a competition. Sometimes you're gonna win. Sometimes you're gonna fucking lose. And if you lose, you fucking do it again until you fucking win. That's life. Right? I hate this. I'm not saying you can't say, look, you did a good job, but don't give people fucking participation ribbon. These people, half of these people are like late 30s. Come on. Not fat, they're not that fucking dense that they need some sort of like thing just for turning up. Bitch, they're on a telly show. Come off
A
it.
telly show. They're on a telly show.
Give me a break. They've got like free advertising. And you know what? They know it. They fucking know it when they got this participation thing. Don't be that guy, Rue. Come on. I'm not shitting on them. I'm shitting on Rue. You're
I
encouraging
mean,
this participation ribbon mentality, and I'm not here for it because life is a competition. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Don't be that guy.
I think this is just where both Rue and the producers are like, we need to make it seem a little less awful that they came here with to compete for no prizes, no weekly prize money,
Like
nothing.
some cast re like to get some like resin sapphire crystal thing in some tin and then
Yeah,
your face on it.
some repeater badge that like very likely costs a lot less than a dollar to make each.
Yeah.
Those things would not be expensive to make.
You got the producers out the back, just like you got like you know what? You have pork chop out the back, just like hot gunning these badges.
Even like just Shangela from season two, like
Yes.
just creating these.
It's yeah. All right, we're on the final lip sync now. Everyone's got their participation award. Everyone's had their ice cream and everyone's going to have a nap. While that's happening, the finals, who are also, by the way, not going to win anything, are lip syncing at the end. What are our
The
thoughts?
stakes are high. Who will be the winner?
Who will be the winner of this season? You're
Oh.
watching this lip sync. Who is winning this lip sync?
Well, say first of all, they both look amazing.
Yes, they both look amazing.
But I felt like it was close, but Blue just about won.
I had a feeling it was going to be blue.
I knew beforehand. It had been spoilt for me anyway, but yeah, I think she just won.
I love how you always message me and you're like, don't go on social media. And I'm like, I don't. I never look at anything because I unfollow everything. I've always got to find information. People have to specifically tell me something has happened for me to find out that it's happened.
Yeah, it sucked for me this time because I think I wasn't even like scrolling. I think I actually I think I had Instagram messages or something, and yeah, it was the first thing in the feed. So I mean, I think you have to see the feed like when you first open Instagram.
Yeah, got you. No, I stay off
but
a little bit.
I didn't even have a choice. I was like, oh well.
I mean, we all have a choice when it comes to social media, but you know.
Just, I guess finale week, you just need to unfollow
I unfollow everyone.
Everything.
I unfollow everyone. Everything. So all I see on my Facebook are ads for things when I've been talking about things and cyanide and happiness cartoons. That is all I see. And you know what? That's the life for me. So good. Seriously, the moment
life worth living.
The moment that people add me on Facebook and I reluctantly or willingly, excitedly accept their Facebook ad, I immediately unfollow that motherfucker. I don't care how much I love you. I don't care how much I love you. I'm not going to follow you. I don't want to look at your kids. I don't want to look at, you know, what you had for breakfast. I don't give a fuck. If I want to talk to you, I'll look at your profile. I'll make an effort to go look. That's how you live a happy life. Hey, life's a competition. You got to earn my love. You got to earn my follow. Only the winners get you know, a manual search for me to like their photo.
Preach it to the influencers, I say. Let them know.
So every time someone sees me like their picture, they better wet themselves. They better be calling 10 other people being like, fuck, this bitch liked my photo. Fuck, this bitch commented on what I just said. Oh my God, she's acknowledging my existence. They better be on the fucking phone.
They better be in tears saying to their mum that they haven't seen in a couple of years saying, I've made it. I did it.
Melanie Driver just gave me a like and she said you look great. She also asked me, like, she asked
just
me,
a thumbs up.
Melanie like, Driver cool. Melanie Driver she just sent me one, she liked my picture of me on my wedding day. Two, she commented on another picture saying that my dog is cute. And three, she's private messaged me and asked what time we're meeting for dinner. What the fuck?
We did it, Joe. We did it.
And that's a wrap. We did 6 episodes. Thoughts, feelings, emotions, lessons learned.
Well, I learnt forgiveness.
Okay.
I'm happy for Blue. Out of the 4, I wanted Blue to win, so I'm happy she won.
Yeah, I'm happy Juju didn't win.
I actually feel a little bad for her this season. I think I mean, according to Mo,
participation ribbon situation.
According to Mo,
Juju, we have to put her through. Why? Don't. Yeah.
It's odd too because it was like some of it. I don't know if it was in her control either. I mean, she clearly, yeah. It was like Pangina could have eliminated her 1 week, so. Probably should have eliminated her instead of Jimbo, but
you know.
I mean, yeah, and they didn't put her in the bottom the first week. So, I mean, a lot of it wasn't really in Juju's control, so I actually feel for her a bit.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, plus, according to Mo, she was actually, apparently 2 designers screwed her over. I forget what the story was behind that. Apparently, there was a look. Apparently the Luna cat look that that Mo had. Apparently the designer, apparently they both were met were using the same designer or something, and apparent I mean, I forget how she described it, but it sounded as though Juju had gone been given the same look and then she just didn't use it. So she pulled something else last minute, hence that terrible look she wore. Yeah.
We
But
shall
yeah.
see.
But yeah, Mo at the same time was like, but also like I turned out. She's like, I turned it out. She
Yeah.
did. But
Yeah, don't make
but yeah.
excuses, mate. Don't make excuses. Don't be
He's
like,
been
oh, look, I
talking.
was gonna do it with a side of rice, but I kind of figured, you know. Rice takes a long time to boil, and sometimes you like I'm just not, I don't have a rice cooker, so I just kind of thought, fuck it, we're just gonna have papadums instead. Don't make excuses, mate. Stand by your choices. Choices. Stand by it.
Mean, I don't think Juju's tried that hard to make excuses anyway. I think she's just been like, you like it, you don't like it.
Yeah, I know, but just for the
Oh
sake of, you know, the character that I'm driving in this podcast, coming for everyone.
yeah, I kind of feel bad for her this time. I feel like she
Ones that are
kind of.
innocent bystanders is being like, this is outside of my control. I'm like, is that all funny out of control? Is that all funny out of control? I don't know.
Yeah,
It's just such
been
a
saying
waste.
it too. I feel like it's like, I think it's hard too because it's like the more you come back, the more the fan base is like looking at you with the like, looking at you being like, you need to do as perfect as ever or we're gonna hate on you.
Good question for you. Do you want to see another season of this?
Yeah, probably. I've already overheard that they're considering next time doing, or maybe it's just a rumor, but it might be Canada versus the world next time.
That's better. That could
Yes.
be fun because
Especially
then you get to see Jimbo
since it's not
again.
BBC.
Oh my God, what if that means? Oh my God, what if that means we have to
There's
see?
a reason to be there.
What if, what? Hang on. I'm going to talk really, really softly into, I'm going to talk directly into the microphone. What if this means we have to see Kendall Gender again? I don't want to see Kendall Gender again. I also don't want to hear that other one singing. You know the one that cannot
Actually,
sing.
I'd live for that because then we can make fun of her again.
I don't want to hear her sing again. I don't want to hear, I don't want to see Kendall Gender again. Her and her fucking millennial, just like, yes, well, I just like clap back and yes, and the mate, fucking sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
I love your hate
No.
for her.
I hate her. She's
You
so
hate her.
grating.
She hasn't done anything.
Mate,
Look
she
at
is
this. She's
like
like, I just.
shredded cheese.
You're like, I just don't like her personality. Poor thing.
That whole rat pack can just eat some rat sack. Sit down. But
I
they'll
would
bring them
love
all
to see.
back. They'll bring them all back.
I would live to see Eve 6000 again, just so we could make fun of her,
That
because
was
it
her
was just
name. No. But you know who I will see again?
Eve.
You know who I will see again? Fucking Pythia.
Pythia. Yes, Pythia.
That's who.
That would be amazing.
And Art Simone better be on that fucking season from Australia, because otherwise, oh bitch. Art Simone and Maxi Shield. Get on it. Get to it. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And Bimini, that'd be fucking sick. They need to do like 12 episodes, not only six bullshit. This is stupid.
Yeah, Bimini Tace.
Taste. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I really yelled that into the microphone. We're not going to be able to fix that sound, but I stand by it because Tace.
Taste is amazing.
Oh, UK season two was so good.
Yeah, I feel like they definitely bring back a lot of season UK season twos queens.
Yeah.
They were very good queens.
In America, who would we have? Who do you
Yeah.
want to see from America? Because we've got over 100 queens to pick from. Alyssa.
Yeah, Lisa would be really good.
Not Juju, give me something else.
Don't think they'd bring her back for the same franchise.
I'm
You'd have
into
to.
pizza, but I've had it like eight franchises in a row.
At least not yet. UK versus the world. Like UK versus the world season 5. Like Gigi's back.
He's back again.
Like they
Yeah.
only pushed that so much.
Ugh.
Who else would be good? Katya. I don't think I reckon she'd turn it down, but she'd be good.
I think she'd turn it down too.
Oh, she definitely turned the UK one down.
She
That's
doesn't
the
want to
thing too.
compete against, she doesn't want to compete against Bimini.
Oh, she wouldn't. No, she just wouldn't do it for no prize money. Because these bitches own plenty of money.
Yeah, she's on probably 200K a year now, so
This is why Bob didn't go on I'm pretty sure it's why Bob didn't do the win season.
don't, because I don't know about that season. You tried doing this a few weeks ago. No, don't do it. No, I'm pointing at the camera. No.
Anyway, but yeah, like Bob said in like to
He's like,
Nguyen,
I'm gonna tell you
saying
anyways.
nothing about that other thing. Bob has said to Nguyen that he would not come back for like anything less than like even 500,000. I think he might have said more than that. He was like, the amount I earn now, like, no, I'm not putting myself through all of that just to win $100,000. Yeah, and can you imagine going to the UK versus the world? Or just any BBC one with nothing. It's like, ugh.
Yep, POV. Australia, $30,000.
Yeah. I know they could have given us more. I don't think so. Like, congrats, Blue.
Congratulations, Blue Hydrangea.
Yeah.
If only you were an Australian native flower, I would buy you so then you can feed my rainbow lorikeets. But alas, you are not.
Yeah.
Instead,
I'm
I
glad
bought a
that.
bottle called a golden shower, and then I tried Googling how to look after the golden shower, and it took me to an escort website. Good chat, Sean.
Good chat, Melanie.